Welcome to the Joan of Arc Patriot Podcast. My name is Sharon Rogels and I'm your host. And this podcast is for hardcore Christians who understand the hour we are living in and who are not afraid to talk about the hot topics. Thank you for joining me. Hey guys, God bless you. This is my first Joan of Arc podcast. And this really is where my passion is all about. And it's about raising the faith in our lives to a much higher standard because of the issues that we're facing in our times right now. Now, I don't know if any of you saw that video post on social media about the pastor. He's a Polish pastor that was in Canada. And it was Easter weekend and the six police officers came in there to harass them. And he just rebuked them and told them to get out. And you can tell by the voice, by the tone of his voice, how frustrated he is by all the crap that is going on with the governments, with this globalism that is affecting all of the countries around the world right now, with this this fake plague that is shutting things down. So I'm going to play this right here because it's so important that we, when something happens in another country or in another city, and we see the desperateness, or we see the frustration, or we see the clamping down and overreach of government, that we pray for these people and that we also start realizing it's not just going to happen to them, but it's going to happen to us as well. And as Christians for the Lord, we need to be ready to fight the good fight of faith. We need to be ready to stand against evil and to be vocal and to be a light, because the stronger we are in the Lord, the more we use our power and authority, the more the enemy will back off. And that's exactly what happened in this situation. So I'm just going to play, it's a 2-minute clip. And this is because a pastor in Canada was put in prison recently for keeping his church open, right? And so this is, we're starting to see the persecution of the church, of the real church, because the true churches want to stay open. So here we go. And then we're going to talk a little bit about boldness.
I don't want to hear anything out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out! Out! Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out! 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 Out of this property immediately. Out! Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out. Out. Out of this property, you Nazis. Out. Out. Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here. Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover. The holiest Christian festival in a year. And they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond me.
So here we see the frustration of that pastor. And I know there's many, many pastors, not just here in the United States, but in Canada and around the world, who are facing the tyranny of shutting down churches under the false pretense of this pandemic. And I won't even get into the pandemic issue right now, but what I'm starting to see, and I have seen over this last year, as have my friends and those of us who are standing for faith and freedom, is the importance of seeing bold, vocal Christians who are not afraid and who are not going to cower to the fears of the enemy, because it is the enemy that we're fighting, right? The ultimate battle is between good and evil. And there's actually been a lot of prophetic word concerning a new type of believer that's going to be rising in this next decade. And I wanted to read that to you because it's very inspiring. The Roaring Twenties and the Barnstormers. So I'm just going to read this here. This person says, "This morning I was awakened to hear the Barnstormers have returned, and immediately I went to find out what that meant." And this is just a little history of what Barnstormers were. It says that following World War I, the new technology of aircraft captured the attention of the public. Where horses and bicycles had been the norm, suddenly the skies were filled with bold daredevils flying from city to city, giving rides, doing aerial shows, and making a living from their former training in the war. And these new stuntmen were called Barnstormers, and they performed as individuals or as in groups, and they were called the Flying Circuses. This style of entertainment became very popular during the Roaring Twenties. So this is what the Lord told him. A new breed of Barnstormers. The Roaring Twenties of 2020 are just moments ahead of us. God has released a new breed of Barnstormers, and these are bold, lion-hearted world changers who aren't driven by the crowds or the rush of adrenaline from the show, but from the pure joy of seeing the hearts of their communities transformed. I see groups of this new breed gathering with a vision for regional impact. I believe an invasion of America's rural areas has already begun, which is yet to be heard about. The gathering of the barns. God has set in motion what I call the gathering of the barns. These are hubs that are being established in many cities through the unified hearts of godly leaders who are on fire for the harvesting of souls. Their cries have been heard by God. And already groups of leaders in different cities have crossed old lines of separation and linked arms as a net to bring in the first new wave of Christian converts. The New Roaring Twenties. The New Roaring Twenties of next year and the decade to come is coming upon us and will be known by the roar of the Lion of Judah. This new breed is retaking the airways as well as the byways of America. This is a clear spiritual airways, and it's going to stir the grassroots byways across this nation. This movement will sweep the harvest from every corner so that no one will be overlooked. God's heart will be unveiled as never before, and a new understanding of His divine passion will break many hardened regions. The Roaring Twenty Storms is on the horizon, and this storm will break upon the strongholds of the enemy. The open heavens over small towns will be the first indication seen by those who are watching and anticipating this move. The strategies learned in the small towns will be reconfigured for larger cities across America. Listen for the distant roaring of this new breed as they take to the airways with the call to salvation and restoration. So we see that these are bold, courageous, daredevil types who are going to be the ones that are thrusting, you know, the beginning of this revival. And when we talk about revival, you know, it's not just a matter of people getting saved, but what happens when people have a change of character and a change of life? Well, then culture starts to change, right? When we've been touched by heaven, then we start to crave what heaven has to offer, the lifestyle, the giving, the songs, the music. I mean, every aspect of our culture can be affected through the power of change. And people don't really realize, they don't connect that when revival happens in our towns and communities, it affects the laws of the land because you have more people turning to righteousness. So when you have someone in office, in Congress, in the Senate, and they are hardcore for the Lord, then they can stand boldly, right, against the abortion laws or against the genetic blockers for, you know, children who want to pick what gender they are, right? So you have all of these different issues that are being dealt with. We're being thrust in the face with all the crap from the enemy. But when we have righteousness in the land through revival, through changes of lifestyle, through people who are really seeking to live a godly, wholesome life, obviously this is going to affect the people who are in office, right? And as we know, politicians are often swayed by the majority. So think if that majority was actually following the Lord, following in a good, wholesome lifestyle because their lives have been changed through revival. This is how a nation is healed, right? If my people who are called by my name pray and return from their wicked ways, the Lord can heal the land. So the Lord is looking to the church. And I am so excited because I am seeing the bold and courageous individuals that are stepping forward who are saying no to the vaccine. No, we don't need to be masked. We're free, guys. We're free, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's a boldness. There's an authority that comes with that. And it is life-changing. It saves communities. It saves households and marriages. And it heals people. And this is a prophetic word. These are called the Freedom Runners. Again, there's action taking place. You know, the Barnstormers, the Freedom Runners. This is from someone in Australia with their prophetic ministry. And she said, when I was praying for the unborn and the evil assault against them, my heart was immediately drawn to New York. And I saw a vision of the whole area of New York with its lights out. And immediately I knew the Lord was indeed showing me gross darkness. Then I began to see lights going on one by one, speedily and quickly. And I asked the Lord, what is this? And he said, this is the work of the Freedom Runners. And after this, I immediately had a vision of the Statue of Liberty. I knew in the back of my mind, the origins of the statues were rooted in pagan worship, because she was a Roman and a Roman god of liberty. However, I knew the Lord is triggering a symbolic picture to explain a prophetic message to me. The torch was the thing that took my attention immediately. I saw torches being placed in the hands of specific ones whom God had called to be freedom runners. A torch represents light. You only need a torch when there is darkness. But this torch is a light of freedom, showing people the way of righteousness to deliver them from the bondage of darkness, right? So we have these laws in our land that are actually binding us to sin. Because these laws are legal, it makes it legally possible to sin like that. So when these laws are removed, we are removed from that bondage and those chains of darkness. It goes on to say, I saw these freedom runners running through the streets, going into houses and bringing awakening to households and causing them to turn on their lights. Whole families were coming into the kingdom of light. House after house, street after street was being lit up, and light was indeed penetrating the darkness. I then looked again at the picture of the statue in my vision, and I noticed that there was something else that she was holding. I'm Australian, and I'm not really familiar with the complete symbolic meaning of the statue. So I went and I researched further to find out what it was that she was carrying. And I discovered it was a tablet, and it said, evoking the law. It intrigued me, and I knew the Lord was highlighting again a further symbolic meaning. To evoke means to, quote unquote, accomplish, achieve, arouse, be the cause of, bring about, bring forth, bring out, bring to pass, call forth, call up, summon, summon forth, summon up. I instantly knew what message the Lord was telling me. These freedom runners are torchbearers for righteousness who will evoke the law of liberty and justice. The law of liberty, the law of freedom, which has set us free from the sin of death, and from all the other sins, right, that are legal. These freedom runners carry the torch for justice and recompense. They call forth, bring about, cause to happen, inspire, instigate, and provoke the law of liberty in the land. Their voice that cries freedom echoes throughout the dark night, calling those in the darkness into the light. In this hour, intercessors, prophets, and evangelists throughout the different spheres of influence are waking to the commissioning to be freedom runners and to light up a nation with the gospel that is the power of God unto salvation. The tsunami of souls will result in a tidal wave of glory that will challenge and prevail against the gates of hell in this hour. Let the freedom runners go forth. Hallelujah. I find great inspiration when I see other patriotic prophets, freedom runners, torchbearers, whistleblowers, all of these types that are so needed right now. So I'm so excited to see that the Lord is telling us that now is the time to be bold, right? One thing that the Lord told me last year, and I shared this with my group here locally, is that when people's worlds are coming to an end, right, like with the COVID shutdown or their businesses shut down, or even if they've lost someone, right, it's like we've got to show them that new beginnings are also just around the corner. People have got to have the hope that there's a better tomorrow, no matter what chaos we see. And so it's really a time to be bold because, you know, boldness is contagious, right? When you see someone who's standing for the truth, I mean, even the movies, right, where you see the Braveheart and it's like, freedom, that was the last thing he said before they cut his body into four pieces. I mean, we have the Joan of Arc types, the William Wallaces, these legends were born in time of the greatest adversity that was taking place during the Dark Ages and the Inquisition and the Hundred Year Wars. And it's this time where we see lights shining so brilliantly, which is why their names are remembered throughout history. So my prayer is that, Lord, help us to be strong. Help us to be bold as lions, right? I mean, sometimes, you know, we've got to get to a point where our faith is at a much higher level, a fantastic level of faith, a bulletproof type of faith that we've got to have for the days ahead. And if the church doesn't have it, well, you know, we heard about the suicides last year that were off the charts, right? I had three friends in different states, and in 1 week I heard from them in my coaching group, and they're talking about how their neighbor's kid committed suicide because of the issues going on with the COVID lockdowns. I mean, there's so much, you know, I know we could cover a whole lot just on the lockdowns, never mind the businesses that are being hurt and all of this. When, you know, it's, we find faith and security and hope when we surround ourselves by the power of God. And, you know, we use common sense, right? Eat some more garlic, take some more vitamin C. I mean, there's these natural ways that God has given for us to heal our bodies. We don't need to run to Big Pharma all the time. So anyway, I just find it so disheartening when I see churches trusting in the vaccine and promoting it and going to help people to get these vaccines instead of turning to Psalms 91. Now, either the Lord our God is true and righteous and he will protect his people, or he's fake, or you don't really believe that he can cover you, right, by the blood of the Lamb. Well, one thing the Lord told me in heaven very strongly is that this time that we're living in is the time of the problem and the promise. And those who mark their life by kingdom principles will make it through the times of the problems. We're just getting started when it comes to the problems that we're going to be facing. So we better have the blood of the Lamb marking the doorposts of our heart so that when the angels of death or the plagues and the pestilences or whatever calamities may happen in the natural world, we don't have to worry because we're not going to be affected by it, right? So I honor and respect any pastor or any individual out there that is standing for freedom and being vocal. Our voice is so powerful right now. Our voice, I'm actually doing a class on our voice. The power of our voice and the sound of freedom, the sound of faith carries so much power. So it's exciting for me. I'm a little stirred up today in case you haven't noticed. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because when I saw that pastor having to fight for his church against the laws that are coming against them, you know, it's really a time where we've got to stand and be counted. Voice your values, vote your values, do whatever you can when it is in the power of your hand to do it. The Bible says we need to do it. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do it. So let's be bold and brave and be encouraged in the Lord, because what does it say? The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you're feeling weak or drained or all of this, it's the joy of the Lord. You know, ask the Lord to fill your cup up with that joy by spending time with him and with other people. When you find friends that are like-minded, I tell you, I have the best friends in the best place because we all, you know, are awake. We know what's going on and we find great support and joy and happiness, and we're able to laugh at the crazy world when nobody else gets it. But you know what? We do, because we want truth. We're hungering and thirsting after that which is righteousness, right? And why do we wear the breastplate of righteousness? Because it protects the vital organs. When you're living the way, the truth, and the life, it's going to protect you. So stand in that. And anyway, I'm trying to keep these to about 15, 20 minutes long, so I see I'm heading out onto the 19-minute scale here. But I just want to bless you with that. So love you guys lots. The Lord is in control. He has a plan and a purpose for his people and his planet. And even with everything going on with the fraud and the justice system, trust me, the Lord has his hand on every single person. And there's a quote I remember hearing as a child that said, "The judgments of God grind exceedingly slow, but they grind exceedingly fine." So, you know, when we see wicked people and the evildoers and those that are trying to take away our freedoms. We just keep doing what we know we're supposed to do. We be bolder. We be more courageous. We pray like we've never prayed before. We fast and we stand for righteousness and we protect our communities and our families. And God will do the rest. He's going to do what we can't do because there's so much that is really out of our hands anyway, right? So anyway, power to the people of the Lord. God bless you. And until next time, I'll see you later. God bless. And I'm going to end this podcast with the one prayer that God told Moses to pray over his people. This is an actual prayer from the Lord over you, the only one in the Bible. So listen to this and be blessed. God bless you. Till next time.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.